This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hitting the news you might have missed, it's Denton's Daily News.
Before we get to Denton's Daily News, let me just read this from Beet Farm Schrute. Guess what show he likes, Denton? I don't care if May is ready or not right now. If he's got the biggest upside, I'm taking him and believing in my coaches to develop him into the best QB from this draft 5 years from now. Thank you, Beet Farm Schrute. You can tweet me at Kevin Sheehan DC. Follow me at Kevin Sheehan DC on Twitter. I'm with you. I don't want them, you know, passing on a quarterback that they actually think will be the best from the draft because he won't be the best from the draft for a couple of years. That would be a poor way, I think, for them to go, and it would speak to some level of urgency to win now, which I don't think they have, nor should they have. I think the issue, though, is it's more about the reason he's not ready now. You know, you have to look into why isn't he ready now and other guys are, and do you believe that the reason that he's not ready now is something that you can, with your coaches, fix? Because there are lots of reasons why a quarterback isn't ready now. And the reasons that may not be ready now have to do with things like footwork, and as Sam Monson just described, missing those layup throws, being inaccurate at times, bad mechanics, bad footwork, et cetera, bad decision making. You know, whether or not that's more in the category of we can coach him up on that and he's great with everything else and we'll have our guy that we're drafting, you know, at his you know, best 2, 3, 4 years down the road. But if it's something that they don't think they can fix, you know, processing or throwing with anticipation, which, you know, Mike Shanahan used to tell me, you know, throwing with anticipation is innate and natural. You can coach it up to a certain degree, but if you don't have it innately, you know, just think about throwing a football with friends, you know, on the street or in a park, when guys that can lead people, guys that can throw, you know, before somebody's coming out of a break versus guys that have to see it. And he would always say, you can coach it up to being at least average, maybe a little bit better than average, but you'll never be elite at that. And in the NFL, it's a requirement to throw with anticipation. It's a requirement to throw people open. He used to tell me also, you know, accuracy thing that can improve, but if you're not accurate coming into the league, you'll never be elite from an accuracy standpoint. And that's truly important as well. So Beet Farm Schrute, it really depends on the reasons he isn't ready now. Are they reasons that coaches look at and say, oh, easy fixes, we'll coach him up, and in 2025, he'll be our starting quarterback, and by 2026, he'll be playing at a really high level and getting better? Or are they things that they are concerned they can't coach up? But I am with you totally on the idea that I do not want them drafting Jaden Daniels because they think Jaden Daniels is the most is the closest to playing in the NFL, the most ready to play in the NFL. That wouldn't make any sense to me at all. I want the guy that they think will be the best from this draft 3, 4, 5 years down the road. So I'm with you on that. All right, Denton, what do you have for news?
All right, hide your moms in Denver. Zach Wilson got traded from the Jets. The former number 2 overall pick is heading to Denver. We don't really care about Zach Wilson getting traded. We care more about the uniforms because, hot damn, they are hideous.
Yeah, you made me aware of Denver's new uniforms during one of our breaks, and I went and looked at them, and I am not a uniform guy, but I was kind of mortified by it. You know, there are certain there are certain programs, there are certain organizations that have a certain level, I think, of pedigree, of gravitas. I think the Broncos are one of those, you know, high-end, thought-of franchises. There's a uniform that they've had. Now, they've changed their uniforms before, but they got a new logo on their helmet that looks hideous. Their uniforms look like a combination of UTSA and UVA's uniforms. People get used to all this stuff, I understand, but I don't know. Denver's always had, I think, a sharp-looking helmet. And they changed their logo, too. Remember, they had the D on the helmet years ago. So
I think it looks really goofy with the 5280 on the front of the helmet, too.
Mile high, brother.
And they love that mile high stuff.
They do. Well, I mean, look, it's a reminder to people that don't know how many feet are in a mile, just how many there are. Because I actually had this, there's a conversation not too long ago, and I think one of my sons said, "How many feet are in a mile?" And I said, "Are you serious?" And he said, "I don't know." And I said, "Well, give me your best guess." And it was like 12,000 feet. I'm like, "Nope, nope, much less than that." "Oh, is it 2,000 feet? "Nope, it's a lot. It's much more than that." He had no clue, which was really troubling considering how much we spent on their education. All right, what else you got?
Well, speaking, we'll stay in the AFC West here. The Denver Broncos get new uniforms. Things staying the same in Kansas City. They extended Andy Reid, Brett Veach, and Mark Donovan.
What kind of extensions did they get?
I didn't see an official number of years, but Andy Reid, who is 66, my guess is he's going to coach until he's about 70, so at least another 4 more years of Andy Reid with Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, I mean, look, you do that because you want everybody to believe they're going to be there. It doesn't mean that Andy Reid can't retire after he wins the Super Bowl this coming year, but he's never really, you know, Andy Reid's going to go down as one of the all-time great coaches. Andy Reid's had a very complicated personal life and family life, and I'm not an expert, so I'm not going to really speak definitively on it. But he's had, you know, issues with his kids and drug abuse, and there's part of me that wonders, will he ever focus on that? You can't be totally immersed in both when you have that as a job. Football is all-encompassing. It is exhausting. If you do it right and you do it well, like he does. But anyway, my guess is that he likes to continue to coach and that he'll continue to coach at 66 years old. The bigger issue with Kansas City, right, is just whether or not they get a stadium funded by taxpayers and whether or not Lamar Hunt junior, senior, what's the Lamar Hunt? Is it
junior,
Lamar Hunt Jr.? Does he have a different first name? I think it's Junior. Clark Hunt is the guy. Whether or not he would actually consider moving the Chiefs out of Kansas City. Can't imagine that would ever happen. But what else?
So circle the 2029 on your calendar. It's official. Matt Ryan is retired, and he's retiring officially as a member of the Atlanta Falcons. He announced it yesterday.
What did you say? Put what on my calendar?
Circle 2029. That's when he's first eligible for the Hall of Fame.
Oh. Matt Ryan's not a Hall of Famer, is he? One-time MVP? Matt Ryan's not a Hall of Fame quarterback.
I think he is. I think he gets in. Not first ballot, but I think he gets in. I thought you were huge. I thought you loved Philip
Rivers. I like Matt Ryan a lot.
Ryan.
No, I've always been a Matt Ryan fan. I always do this. It's like, what's my initial reaction on a guy? And my initial reaction on Matt Ryan, and I'm sure I've had it before, is no. And then you go in and you start looking at the numbers, and it's like, well, maybe. But I'm looking at it right now. I mean, Matt Ryan is a four-time Pro Bowler, just a one-time All-Pro. The 2016 MVP with Kyle Shanahan as his offensive coordinator. We understand that. They went to the Super Bowl and they lost a 28-3 lead. Where is he on the all-time yardage touchdown? Like, he's going to be up there, right? Because he's had a long career. He's a really good quarterback his entire career. I've always liked Matt Ryan. I've always thought he was really good. I actually thought he played pretty well like 2 years ago.
He's top seven in passing yards.
Top seven?
Downs. So top ten in both.
Who active is ahead of him in passing yardage? I'm pulling up the list right now.
In passing yards, in passing touchdowns, it's just Aaron Rodgers that's ahead of him, and nobody's ahead of him active in passing yards, but Aaron Rodgers is close. If he has over 3,000 yards this year, he'll need 3,700 Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I just pulled it up. Matt Stafford's got a chance to catch him, and he's got Phillip Rivers and Ben Roethlisberger ahead of him, both of whom I think will be in the Hall of Fame. Like, I certainly consider Phillip Rivers and Ben Roethlisberger much more, you know, locks for the Hall of Fame, and Eli probably as well. I think, you know I've talked about Eli Manning before. Eli's two Super Bowls, the name, you know, Manning, et cetera, I think is going to carry him into Canton. But people who think that it's just about the two Super Bowls, Eli Manning had some very good seasons. You know, not every season was great, but Eli Manning threw regularly for over 4,000 yards in the NFL, and I think he had a 5,000-yard season. I'm pulling it up right now. He had so in 2011, 4,933 yards passing. Best touchdown year was 35 touchdowns in 2015. So Eli was not an average regular season quarterback. He was a better than average regular season quarterback for much of his career. He was a four-time Pro Bowler like Matt Ryan, was never an MVP with, you know, as Matt was in 2016, but his playoff performances are obviously legendary. You know, they had great defense, no doubt, but in some of the playoff games to get them into those two Super Bowl wins over the Patriots, Eli Manning was very good. You know, I'm pulling up his postseason because there are a couple of those games at Green Bay where he was outstanding in the postseason. Where is it?
That was the Super Bowl years, the 07 and the 2011.
Yeah.
Against Favre and Rodgers.
Yeah, the two super cold games. The first one, 251 yards, no touchdowns, no picks, but I think he drove them twice for a game-tying field goal and a game-winning field goal. Then he had excellent game in their win at Green Bay in the 2011 season. Three touchdowns, one pick, 330 yards, and then at San Francisco in the NFC title game, 316 yards, two touchdowns. And in the two Super Bowls, the second Super Bowl, 30 of 40, 296, a touchdown, no picks. Pretty good. First Super Bowl, I think, was really led by the defense, but he still threw for 255, two touchdowns, had one pick. And obviously had the game-winning touchdown pass to Plaxico Burress, right? That
yes.
was that Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, I got two NBA stories for you. The okay. Hornets are interviewing J.J. Redick for their head coach opening. Ooh. This is not the first team that has interviewed J.J. Redick for a coaching job. I think it was the Raptors interviewed him either last offseason or the offseason before for their potential opening.
He's really smart. He's really sharp. I listened to this thing that he did with LeBron on his podcast, I think it was.
Their podcast.
Man, if you love basketball, that is a conversation. I mean, they get into the weeds on a lot of basketball stuff. Both of them just super high IQ players in the history of the game. I mean, obviously LeBron is. But, I'm trying to think of – is that would you consider that to be an out of the box hire? Like Steve Kerr was kind of an out of the box hire, right?
Yeah,
he hadn't coached. He was in broadcasting.
Didn't he do stuff with the front office first, though? I thought Steve Kerr did some front office stuff before getting into broadcasting and then was hired as a head coach. I could be wrong.
You might be right.
J.J. Redick has experience with, I think it's 7 UAAU teams. He coaches his kids.
Look, coaching at any level, when you're in coaching, you're in coaching, and you understand what's going on in the sport. But he obviously analyzes, you know, he's a big-time analyst on NBA games. I actually find J.J. Redick to be much better in studio, much better, you know, in that podcast environment, long-form environment, than I do with him calling games. I don't think he's as forceful as a game analyst yet. I've just heard a couple of the games that he's called. All right, what else?
Finally, your boy Kawhi Leonard, questionable tonight. Hoping he can go, but questionable for game two against the Mavericks.
It's a disaster for him, man. I don't know what to say. He's one of my all-time favorite team sport athletes. I think he's been, when he's been healthy, right up there, top three two-way players in the NBA. Super clutch in the playoffs when he's healthy, but we know this if you follow it. The thing with Kawhi Leonard, thing with Paul George too, although he's healthy and playing well, is their health. They're just not available enough. And for Kawhi, this will be a third postseason where he has not been available to the Clippers since leaving Toronto, where he won a title in 2019. It's his knee, it's inflammation that they apparently can't get down, and they may have to wait a little while before he's ready. I don't think they can beat the Mavericks. They won game one, but I can't imagine they can beat the Mavericks four times in seven games without him. So maybe he doesn't play tonight, maybe he comes back for game three in Dallas on Friday night. I'm hoping that he gets back, and I'm hoping that he can play well. He was playing at a super high level with the Clippers this year before he got hurt. Yeah. We talked at the beginning of the show, and you can download the Odyssey app and listen to it. If you wanted something more than just NFL draft today, we talked some hoops at the beginning of the show. The two games last night, in terms of a doubleheader during playoff time on TNT or ESPN, you'd be hard-pressed to find two games that were that dramatic and that good back-to-back on one night in a long time. The Lakers-Nuggets game is one of the better playoff games I've seen in years. All right, when we come back, I'm going to play for you something that it just occurred to me earlier with a lot of the discussion about J.J. McCarthy. Even Sam Monson mentioned it. We had his quarterback coach on the show two months ago now, and he revealed a lot about the visit with Washington when they came to see him for his pro day. You'll hear that next. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, the team980.com. We are also free and live on the Odyssey app.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Big Tony texted me. Big Tony did. What's wrong with you, boy? He sat on the bench with Pop, Steve Kerr did. Okay. And he also was in the Phoenix Suns organization as an executive as well. So, yeah, I forgot about that. Just relax, Big Tony. Relax. Just worry about Justin Fields versus Russell Wilson. Who are you going to start? All right. So, a couple of months ago, we had J.J. McCarthy's longtime quarterback coach. His name is Greg Holcomb. And Greg literally had J.J. McCarthy as a young lad, like seventh grade, started coaching him and knew, you know, early on that this guy, you know, McCarthy was going to be a big deal. He told his father early on, I think I remember him saying something like, your son's going to have, you know, 30 offers when he was like in eighth grade. And the father said, yes, come on. And he ended up with like, you know, 75 or something like that. I'm probably mixing up the numbers. But we had Greg Holcomb on, and he's a quarterback kind of, you know, trainer, guru. And there was a lot that he talked about with respect to J.J. McCarthy's visit with Washington, not the recent visit, but the pro day visit in Ann Arbor. And by the way, you know, the combine discussion as well. I'm bringing it up because Sam Monson mentioned, you know, some steam for McCarthy, you know, wouldn't shock him if McCarthy went number two. John Keim the other day with me suggested that if it's not Daniels, which Keim would bet on, that's his best guess right now, that it would be McCarthy before it would be May. So let's just consider McCarthy here for a moment. But I want you to hear like 2 to 3 minutes of Greg Holcomb talking about McCarthy and kind of what he learned about the visit with Washington. So let me go back to something that I asked you. I'm not sure that you answered it, but not unintentionally. But have you talked to teams about JJ?
I have not. You know, I'm not dialed in with that. I've been talking to his dad pretty much on a regular basis, and he gives me the scoop on, you know, who he's gone to dinner with and who he's spoken to and what they've said, and it's really crazy. You know, I think when he was in the teens projected before the NFL combine and his pro day, there wasn't so much of that. And then his stock just skyrocketed, you know, post combine and pro day. So I think there's teams that are moving up trying to get him. I do know that Jim told me there was a very positive conversation with the Washington people at the NFL Combine, and they just said a lot of really nice things about JJ, that he checks all these boxes and it will be hard for anybody to pass on him. And, you know, I mean, I'm sure they're telling that to a lot of people, and they've probably got to make sure that they're, you know, including everyone. But it sounds like there's a handful of specific teams that are really kind of, you know, in the wheelhouse to grab him.
And you think, based on that, Washington's one of them?
I do. And I would love to see him there. I think, you know, and I don't want to give away too much information, but the family seems like they would be very happy if he landed there. And I'll be honest, there's a handful of cities that they wouldn't be very happy. Like, you can imagine, I'm sure everyone in the draft has got that. They've got their dream cities and programs, and they've got ones that they're like, I would maybe not want to play there. So I can tell you at number two, I think everybody would be really happy.
That was Greg Holcomb on with us, I think shortly after the pro day in Ann Arbor, talking about J.J. McCarthy. He's close to McCarthy. He's close to the family. You heard him kind of relay some of the conversations he had with J.J. McCarthy's father, Jim. So we have talked a lot about Jaden Daniels. We've talked a healthy amount about Drake May. I want to know what you think about J.J. McCarthy. If we get to Thursday night, Washington's on the clock, and the commissioner steps to the podium and says, with the second pick in the 2024 NFL draft, the Washington Commanders select J.J. McCarthy, quarterback, Michigan. I'm losing my voice as I say it, because it's not my preference, and it's out of all of them, it would be the one that would make me at least question my benefit of the doubt, you know, current mode of operation. How would you feel if it's J.J. McCarthy? Denton, how would you feel if it's J.J. McCarthy at two?
At two, I'd be a little surprised. I don't know if I would completely lose faith in the front office, but it feels like he's a guy you can get later. So if they're staying at two, because you know teams are calling. It's been reported, Diana Rossini today, reported teams are calling and the team was saying, no, we're staying at two. So if they're staying at two for J.J. McCarthy, unless they know something that we don't know and there's going to be an absolute rush on this kid, I'd be a little confused and a little perturbed.
Diana Rossini just tweeted out, teams trying to move up for quarterback and calling Washington are being told they are not moving. Washington's GM Adam Peters has publicly stated, which he did last week, that the Commanders feel great about staying at number two and picking their QB. Let me just be clear on J.J. McCarthy. From my standpoint, this is, you know, like all of us, you know, what do we know, really? The teams themselves get it wrong 60% of the time, 65% of the time. I don't have anything against J.J. McCarthy, and I wouldn't even push back on J.J. McCarthy's got a chance to be a starting NFL quarterback and be a good one. I just, based on what I saw last year, can't imagine that he could go number two in front of Jaden Daniels. Honestly, I can't imagine that he'd go number two in front of Drake May. I think Drake May is a much better prospect from my standpoint than J.J. McCarthy. There's a lot we don't know about J.J. McCarthy because, as everybody has said now ad nauseum for months, you just didn't get a chance to see it enough because, you know, conservative, run first, dominant run first offense, you know, with Jim Harbaugh as the coach, and he made a lot of plays. I mean, you watch the cut-up highlight stuff of his stuff. There are enough to create a nice highlight package of J.J. McCarthy. You know, but I've said this before. I wonder why in one of their biggest games of the year, in a tight game, they didn't let him throw a pass in the second half in Happy Valley. It's not like they were scoring on every drive. And so he might be great. He might be, the comp is, you know, Brock Purdy or Kirk Cousins. Well, again, I'm not taking Kirk Cousins with number two overall. If I love J.J. McCarthy, what I'd love to see is maybe a trade back to four with Arizona. But why does Arizona need to move up? They don't really need to move up if they're taking a receiver. How would you feel if Washington selected J.J. McCarthy? 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. I'll point out that the odds makers, for whatever it's worth, because these things really fluctuate on almost a daily basis, but as it relates to the pick at number two, McCarthy's a distant third, odds-wise, behind May, and then May's a distant second behind Daniels. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. There's at least just a little bit of J.J. McCarthy buzz. I'm sure he reminds Adam Peters of Brock Purdy. I'm sure he reminds Adam Peters through Kyle Shanahan of Kirk Cousins. But he's more athletic, a lot more athletic than Cousins. J.J. McCarthy is athletic. He can move. He can make plays off schedule consistently. How would you feel? Let's do some J.J. McCarthy here to end the show. 301-230-0980. Phone lines are open. If they select J.J. McCarthy, your reaction would be what? Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
NBA playoffs tonight, Kawhi Leonard listed as questionable for the Los Angeles Clippers. They're looking to take a 2-0 lead over the Dallas Mavericks. In the NFL, Chiefs extend Andy Reid, Brett Veach, and Mark Donovan. The length of contract unknown, but they're keeping their front office and head coach intact for years to come. Jets trade Zach Wilson to the Broncos, so they have a full quarterback room with a bunch of guys that you don't want playing quarterback for your team. NHL tonight, Caps in action, game two against New York Rangers. This is one they got to have. Puck drops at 7. You can hear it on our sister station, 106.7 The Fan. Nationals in action against the Dodgers at Nats Park. First pitch at 6:45. You can hear that one right here on the Team 980. And that's what's trending.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, phone lines are open, 301-230-0980. If Washington selected J.J. McCarthy Thursday night at number 2, what would your reaction be? The reason we're doing this right now is Monson, Sam Monson, was on with us. He kind of alluded to some gaining steam for McCarthy. Keim was on with me earlier, over the weekend, actually, and then we played some of that back for you yesterday. He seems to think that it's Daniels that would be his best guess at this point. But if it wasn't Daniels, that it would be McCarthy before May. It wouldn't surprise me if others perhaps are starting to feel maybe a little bit that McCarthy is a riser and maybe to Washington. The fact that Diana just put out a tweet, and really it shouldn't have anything to do with JJ McCarthy, but she just tweeted out that teams calling Washington are being told that they are not moving. Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know who's coming up to 2 to take JJ McCarthy, but maybe Minnesota, maybe, perhaps the Giants as a possibility. What would you think? My reaction would be, look, I'm still in that mode of, I can't believe we got our football franchise back. And the things that have happened with the new regime so far have been much more encouraging than discouraging. You know, especially I think some of the hires and then what they have done, you know, through free agency and the staff. Like, I'm going to trust here for a while until there's a reason not to trust. I'm going to be benefit of the doubt, Kevin, until they don't earn that, you know, after a while. I mean, the last regime never earned it. And in fact, gave us reason never to offer benefit of the doubt. So, you know, if it's McCarthy at 2, I just would be surprised that ultimately he ended up being the second pick in the draft. But I'd be all on board and I'd root for it. And I think that there are some real positives about J.J. McCarthy. I think, you know, he's athletic. I think he throws with anticipation. I think that he can make plays for sure. I think there are huge intangibles with McCarthy, like there are with May, in terms of the intangibles. But I would be surprised and I would be disappointed, not because it was him as much as they would not have picked the guy that I think they'll regret not taking if they don't take Jaden Daniels. Like, you're not going to have any problem going back 3 years, 4 years, if I'm still doing this, and sharing with anybody, including me, how I felt about the quarterbacks in the 2020 24 draft. Jaden Daniels is a strong preference for me, assuming that Caleb Williams isn't there. All right, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Let's start with Kevin. Kevin, how would you feel if it was J.J. McCarthy?
I think, you know, I'm the local president of the J.J. McCarthy fan club, so I would first be relieved, and then I'd be thrilled. And for me, it's probably because I've been a fan for over 50 years, like you, and we are going on 30 years without a quarterback with any real staying power. Of course, in the Cousins situation, that was management's decision, but you know what I mean. And yep. So I'm looking at it from the standpoint of red flags. But let me go through them. Even if Williams is gone at one, he can be a diva, and his family's a handful. Okay, that's a problem. We saw that with Robert. With Penix, he has an injury history, and his platform is concerning to me, especially off schedule when he's under pressure. We saw that in the Michigan game. With May, it's footwork, it's accuracy, it's mechanics. It's just too much to risk that high. With JJ, I have one red flag. If he doesn't layer or, you know, take a lot off the ball and has a lot of tape. And to me, we can't blow this. We've got to get the quarterback right. And I see with JJ, he reminds me, Kevin, when I was a senior in high school with Joe Montana coming out of Notre Dame and becoming a third-round pick. But look what he became. To me, I see Montana when I see Daniels, and I think we'd be very lucky to have
He didn't have a Cotton Bowl moment.
Red player. No, well, he didn't have to. JJ's made a lot of clutch throws, Kev, and you know it, under pressure, into tight windows.
He did in the Alabama game, for sure. Clutch runs,
he's got
too.
A lot of ability, just hasn't had to show it. And so to me, it's more about red flags, and it's more about this kid has everything you want from a CEO of your team on the field. So I admit it. I want JJ. I don't care the second overall.
Answer this one question about JJ McCarthy. In at that point, the biggest game in the season as an undefeated number one ranked team in the country against the number eight team in the country on the road at Happy Valley in a one score game in the second half. Explain to me how they were okay with going three and out, five and out, punting four times in the second half in a one score game without putting the ball in his hands once and asking him to throw it.
You got to ask Harbaugh that. I can't answer it for you.
Well, I can't ask Harbaugh that. I'm asking you that. What is your reaction to that?
I think it's more about Harbaugh. I don't know. I you know, maybe it was his one-off game. I don't really know. I understand the concerns. I'm not saying there aren't. Look, I will also say I've said long ago that Jaden Daniels is the most exciting to me. He's more exciting to me than is Williams. I feel like Cooley in that regard. But I just think, you know, and Monson kind of touched on, glad you asked him. He's reckless. He's a competitive dog, just like Robert Griffin was. And he got hurt. And so did Mike Vick. I am very worried about that. I'll admit it. Okay, that is a huge.
It's my number one concern is his frame. There's no doubt about it. It's been my number one concern all along, and it doesn't matter what the weight is. When you watch him play, he looks skinny up top, no doubt. Thanks, Kev. Appreciate it. Let's go to Cliff in D.C. Cliff, how would you feel if on Thursday night at number two they picked J.J. McCarthy?
I'm going to feel a little mum because I'm like you. I want Jaden Daniels, and that national championship between Michigan and Washington was not the ideal matchup. My opinion is if Jordan Travis hadn't broken his leg, I believe Michigan would have either struggled against Florida State or Florida State would have downright beat them. And I'll sit back and listen.
Yeah, I mean, Florida State was a much better defensive team than Washington was, no doubt. And a much better defensive team. Well, look, they beat Bama. They beat a very good defensive team in Alabama. But, yeah, he played great in the national championship game, and he came up big against Bama. Look, his first throw of the game in that semifinal got picked off, but it was just barely – there was a heel out of bounds. It was a terrible throw. And after that, they stuck to the ground game for the most part. But when they had to have it, down 20-13 late, he made some big plays. He had a big run. They had kind of an easy pitch and catch on that 4th-and-2, right, Denton? Remember that 4th-and-2 that they went for? But he made some big plays, no doubt. Let's go to Darren and Bowie. Darren, how would you feel if they drafted J.J. McCarthy at number 2?
I think it's legit. He's not my first pick. I'm with you. Daniel is my first pick, but I would not laugh at McCarthy there at all. He's probably my second pick. I take a lot of stock in what people say about how much time may need. I'm not sure that the Commanders are the team that'll have the patience to give him that time. And the other thing here that's important that you know very well, no matter what team takes what quarterback, it's going to come down to what team has the best coaching staff and the best group of quarterback whisperers. I'm curious, Kevin, just as a follow-up question to you, where does Washington rank in those 6-7 teams in terms of your confidence in developing a quarterback and having the right coaches to do that compared to the other 5-6 teams?
What do you mean? Who are the other 5-6 teams? What do you mean?
Well, Chicago, New England, Minnesota,
of the other teams in terms of quarterback development? It's a good question because you've got new people in Chicago on the offensive side. You've got a new person in New England on the offensive side. I'll tell you what, there's Brian Daboll, I think, with the right kind of quarterback, would be a really good QB coach. You know, he's the head coach, but would be a really good developer for a quarterback. I'm trying to think who else, you know, Minnesota Kevin O'Connell would be phenomenal to work with. I'm sorry?
Las Vegas is another team. You know, I'm just trying to figure out in those 6-7 cities that are looking for a QB. You know,
I don't think Kingsbury's a disadvantage, if that's what you're trying to get to. I don't think he would be a disadvantage looking at it, but we don't know yet. You know, he's never been just a coordinator in the NFL. Thanks, Darren. Appreciate it. Let's go to Aveen. Aveen, I got to move quickly, but real quickly, give me your reaction to if they were to draft J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah. Hi, Kevin. Really fast. It would be a gut punch to me. Benefit of the doubt like you. But with at least Daniels and May, we know they can generate explosives. And we haven't seen that, like, really at all for McCarthy. And also, I don't get how it's not a bigger deal that he doesn't throw with touch. He doesn't tempo his throws. Like, all his throws are line drives. So it's, to me, the nightmare scenario is us, and I don't know anything. Who knows what's going to happen? But is us taking McCarthy and the Giants getting their hands on one of Daniels or May because of that?
In a trade-up, more likely than not.
Possibly.
Yeah. Well, I mean, to your point, if nobody traded with the Chargers or the Cardinals, then the Giants, if May and Daniels hadn't been, you know, weren't selected, one of them would be left over. Yes, I understand what you're saying. Yeah, I think that would be the biggest thing for me, is just that I would, from where I stand right now, I think that maybe there's more than one really good one. And we can't pick them, really. But I would hate to look back on 2-3 years from now and regret that they passed on, you know, either, by the way, I'll say, either Daniels or May for McCarthy much higher than he should have gone, in my opinion. But they know much more than we do. All right, we're done for the day. Thanks to Nikki Javala, who was on the show. Thanks to Sam Monson, who was on the show. He's excellent always. Nikki's great, too. 2 days and counting, just 2 more shows of Talking Draft before we can talk about results of the first round of the draft. Can't wait for that. Stay tuned. Oh, by the way, later today, Mike Tirico will be on with Craig Hoffman. So Mike Tirico later today with Craig Hoffman at 4 p.m., so tune in for that. Russell's up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.